honestly say that you can prove either one of them, but I personally have come to believe that probably the dollar for payments problem and reducing unemployment and growth are so closely aligned here that we ought to consider at some point if we got another real pressure on the dollar, slightly higher interest rates, which I believe would be of a temporary character. And I believe it might actually stimulate the economy instead of retard it. Now, there are others equally recently, and I hope we won't lose that. But if, I think that revival in confidence has been one of the factors that's helped our domestic economy. You see this problem of easy money, if you didn't have any balance of payments problem at all, well, then you would use monetary policy to the limit. But we have been taking the calculated risk here of using monetary policy to the maximum and having debt management work in a complementary way on the short rate to deal with a balance of payments problem that's been out of hand for several years. Now, we haven't yet succeeded in getting that balance of payments problem under control. And it may just be that before we get through with this thing, we'll have to reverse our field here slightly, although it'll only be temporary. And I think the Canadian experience may be part of what we're dealing with here. They temporarily did this, but now they're able to move down. It may be that at some juncture here after the turn of the year, we may have to let interest rates tighten a little bit, as the Canadians did in their picture, and I honestly don't think it will retard the economy, but I can't prove that, neither can the other side.
I don't understand what Royce and Proxmire think would happen if you dropped the interest rates more. Why don't they feel that this would, by putting up our taxes, they feel that that tightening and loosening it the other way, I don't know.
Whatever you want to call it.
I just said he was a major advocate of tilting the low end.
we've tightened on the one hand with the interest rates, which seem to be that
well,
we want to make sure we don't.
We certainly are not going to take it all away through the federal.
I think this was Bill's testimony there. What he said was one of the things that was most completely misunderstood and stretched beyond what he really meant. That it sounded as if not $1 of the deficit could be financed by the government through the sale of bonds to a bank. Well, that was what he meant at all. He just meant that it couldn't all be done through the credit creating mechanisms. As he said, the banks are one of the largest sources of savings, and of course that goes with the.
But if you don't have much, if you tighten up on the interest rates and you have a slack economy and free savings and all the rest, you don't worry too much.
Standard, but I don't see that. just received the tax return, this would seem to me just about the worst possible combination of events. It would create a run on the dollar. It would create a climate in which I would think the fate of the tax proposal would be seriously injured.
I think it would be far better not to have a run, and that's quite right. So if it's the
timing
on the dollar, you have a bad time with the tax stuff. You won't get it, but I would hope there wouldn't be a run on the dollar until ever. But I mean,
you would think, if the Congress make a judgment that the reason
count on the Europeans not following us up if we were to? We could count.
I don't think you could count necessarily on the euro dollar market too much, because that just operates really between our lending rate and our short term interest rate. And, it's still operating in between there. There's some in between. But I think I know the countries themselves in Europe went up or if any upward pressure.
Some of the staff people are. Banks over there say that strong innate upward movement, upward pressure on interest rates from the private community, and that some of the director of the Dr. Dreisig, who's here in town now from the German Central Bank, she indicated that something would have to get some understanding on if we were going to go up, that they wouldn't go right up behind us.
Rate of change.